Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas HaShavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. Parshas Chukas is a heavy one. It starts off discussing the Parah Aduma in the context of people being Tamei Lemeis, which is always a fascinating discussion. But then Miriam dies, and there's no more water, and B'nai Yisrael complain. So Moshe turns to Hashem, who tells him to gather B'nai Yisrael and to speak to the rock. But Moshe hits the rock, and we have Mei Meriba. The consequence is that Moshe and Aaron aren't going into Eretz Yisrael. What was the actual chait? Can you even imagine how devastating a punishment this was? It's a long discussion. Next, Moshe asks Melech Amori if B'nai Yisrael can pass through the Amori land on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Sichon, Melech Amori, declines the request, and B'nai Yisrael now have to go a roundabout way. B'nai Yisrael make it to Har Hahar, and Moshe, Aaron, and Elazar ascend the mountain, where Aaron takes off all of his big day kahuna, places it on Elazar, passing on the mantle to him, and Aaron passes away. The Amalekim attack B'nai Yisrael, and B'nai Yisrael are victorious after davening to Hashem. They then start complaining again, this time about the man. Hashem sends snakes to bite and kill those complaining. Moshe davens for it to stop, and Hashem tells him to fashion a copper snake mounted on a pole, and whoever looks at it will be healed. Last up, Edom and Moab don't allow B'nai Yisrael passage, so there's a battle, and Sichon, Melech Amori, and Og Melech HaBashan are killed. This leaves B'nai Yisrael at the banks of the Yarden across Miricho. Eretz Yisrael is waiting. And that's the Parsha. Intense, no? Let's move on to a quick vart. This one is part of a larger vart from the Meshech Chachma. The story of Moshe and Aaron and Mei Meriba doesn't look great for Klal Yisrael and ended up costing Moshe and Aaron their chance to enter Eretz Yisrael. It's strange that the Torah mentions that even with their mistake, they got Mayim Rabim, an abundance of water. Were they rewarded for getting it wrong? We often think more is better. But when it comes to brachos, it's all about quality, not quantity. In Bichul Kosai, it says, Va'achaltem lachmechem l'shova. You will eat your bread to satiety, meaning even a little will make you full. The man, which came straight from Hashem, nourished both the body and the spirit. It was all about the quality. Gathering more didn't fill you more. If Moshe and Aaron had followed instructions, B'nai Yisrael would have gotten miraculous water like the man, where the amount didn't matter. Everyone would have received just enough to meet their needs. The water they asked for in the story would have come about the same way. An uncharacteristically small amount would have been enough to satisfy all their water needs. This bracha would have only been for the people, though. Animals would still need a lot of water to meet their physiological needs. So the original plan was to give them v'nasan meimav v'hishkisa es ha'eda v'es bi'iram, to get water from the rock and to give drink to the assembly and to their animals. The people wouldn't have been promised, quote-unquote, much water because they would have had the bracha of extraordinary satisfaction from just a little. But the animals needed a lot, which is why the word ve'es separates Eda and Be'iram, indicating that the two would be different. Animals would get lots of water, people would get the superior bracha of satisfaction with just a little. Sadly, this didn't happen. Moshe and Aaron slightly deviated from the plan, so the people missed out on a higher order Kiddush Hashem. Instead, they got Mayim Rabim, much water. To the people watching who didn't realize they had missed out on something better, the quantity seemed important. Both the people and their animals drank together, responding to the physical properties of the water, but missing the spiritual boost the people could have received. And I don't usually do Musar Haskels, but the difference between quantity and satiety is something we all struggle with. And really, it's a bracha, this satiety, because we're always blinded by quantity. Wishing you a good Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.